We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah. Here we go in the 5 o'clock hour, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
That's your sexy voice again,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. That is correct, sir. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Funky Buddha Happy Hour, 5 o'clock Happy Hour, and Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us here momentarily. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let's get some real quick headlines so that Don Bailey Jr. doesn't have to wait on hold very long. So when I emphasize real quick headlines, if I hear anything about the Marlins, I'm coming back there to fight you.
Well, it's really quick, so you know, we want to only give you guys the really important stuff. The Marlins do play the Pirates 7:05 p.m. They finish off their three-game series, Crowder, versus Los Piratas, the Pittsburgh. The Raiders are planning on suspending Antonio Brown. He didn't show up to the team's facility today. He apparently got into some sort of altercation with GM Mike Mayock yesterday. The Chiefs kick off the NFL season as the favorites, Super Bowl betting favorites in Vegas. And tonight, Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, and the Green Bay Packers take on the Bears, 8:20 p.m. on NBC.
I will be watching. Weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy, 90 degrees currently. Tonight's low is 79, and there is a 63% chance of humidity.
That's wrong. Go ahead. What's the sponsor? I'm not going to get into it with
Weather
you again.
Is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Not a 63% chance of humidity.
Debatable.
There's humidity
awesome.
Out there. Maybe there's 63% humidity, but you're saying it wrong if that's what you're trying to say. Don Bailey Jr. is the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network, and the Canes are in Chapel Hill on Saturday night. Take on UNC. We haven't talked with DBJ since the Florida game, and we got to give him his funny lines, but we do got to talk a little Hurricanes first, though. Hello, DBJ.
How are you?
Very good. What'd you feel about that first game against Florida? You know, Florida, by the way, plays Tennessee Martin Skyhawks this Saturday. That's embarrassing. No, DBJ?
I don't know, baby. Ask Tennessee what it's like to play Georgia Southern.
Yeah, well, listen, what are you going to do? What do you think about last it wasn't last Saturday, the Saturday before that, Canes and Gators. I felt pretty good about what I saw from the Hurricanes.
I'm very happy for Channing. I'm very happy for Channing.
Don't be happy,
I'm not
for,
so happy,
don't be
for,
happy for Channing. Don't be happy for him.
No. Hey, what I think that there's I learned a lot. I learned that they made obviously the right choice at quarterback, and of course Jaron's got a lot to learn, and he's going to continue to learn. I think that the two tackles have got a lot to learn, and that's going to happen as well. And I think Miami can still play defense with anybody in the country, and the more reps they get, especially in that secondary and a couple guys on the defensive line, they're going to be what as good as advertised, or at least how many Diaz had him when he was the defensive coordinator. I don't like that Jeff Thomas dropped the punt and missed a chance for a touchdown. I don't like, you know, the fact that you did have that many sacks, whether no matter how they're divided up. And, of course, I think both teams looked like it was their first game in a long time. So, you know, but I will tell you this, from a broadcasting standpoint and from a spectator standpoint, and I think it was an outstanding game. I really do. I think it was a lot of fun for the people that were there. I think it was fun for people that watched it. And it's another reason on why that game should be played as often as possible.
DBJ, people that don't know, you don't look like it now, but you were an offensive lineman. You respect that position. You know that position. 10 sacks, you kind of just hit on it. 10 sacks isn't good. Do they need to be fixed? Like, does a change need to be made, or just keep developing the young guys, keep working with them, let them see different looks? Like, is that going to be the answer, or do you think there'll be any movement after giving up 10?
You know, Channing, I think there's always a chance for movement. I really do, because I'm one of those hard believers that if this guy's not getting it done when again and again and again, we got to try and find somebody that does. But the reality of it is they fielded 2 weeks ago the best offensive line combination they had in the building. And I haven't seen, and I've been to practice a couple times, and doing what I do, I don't know that there's a whole lot more to do option wise. I think there's a couple moves they can make, but I really don't. I think they put the best group on the line to give them a chance to win. What people don't realize is that that position group, and really most of the position groups, but that one specifically, you can't get like strong in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? You can't go from an 18-year-old kid like Zion Nelson to be a fifth-year senior in 2 or 3 weeks. So, I mean, it takes a while to develop those guys. Now, can you do some things formation-wise? Yes. Can you do some things with the quarterback? Yes. But eventually people are going to catch on to that. So I think you just got to hope that Miami gets better every single week and the competition's not as good. I mean, that's really what you got to hope for these young players.
Don Bailey Jr., you'll hear him Saturday night on the Hurricanes broadcast. Anything about UNC make you nervous?
A lot of it does. I mean, I've watched that South Carolina game. I think I'm on my second time already, or 2.5 times, and they've got some issues too, but they've got a backfield that is every bit as good as Florida's was as far as productivity goes. You know, they rushed for 250 yards or 238 yards against South Carolina, which has a defensive coach as their head coach. And South Carolina is a bowl team and a competitive team, and they did well. And, you know, the good news for Miami is they're starting a true freshman quarterback. Now, that kid didn't throw a pick either, and he made some nice throws. And at the end of the game, you know, the end of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter, he led 290-yard drives and scored 15 points in the fourth quarter to win. So they did something right. And their defense is solid. Miami has not ever had it easy with North Carolina. They did last year because they had takeaways and points. But every time we've gone up there, we've either lost or we've been lucky to get out alive.
Don Bailey Jr. is with us. There is some breaking news in the NFL. Will Brinson from CBS reporting that Antonio Brown has unfollowed the Raiders and Derek Carr on Instagram. So there you go. Football in 2019, Antonio Brown has unfollowed the Raiders and Derek Carr on Instagram. Is that a harbinger of things to come? We'll have the story. Or maybe we won't. We have no team. There's no news team assembled. Anyway, Don Bailey Jr., you're ready for some funny lines to work into Saturday night's broadcast.
I am, but how did we do last week?
We gave you an A. We thought yes. The Kenny
okay.
Rogers, we played
wow.
it in the last segment. We played in the last segment to get the listeners reacclimated. We thought the Kenny Rogers one was excellent. And then you did the We Got Action, Jack. And Joe Zagacki didn't realize you were going to pause that long. He stepped on it a little bit. But I gave you an A for Now, Joe Zagacki was in studio with us last week. He told us that you had more planned, but you lost your sheet of paper.
Honestly, this is the truth. It blew out the window. I had it taped right in front of me. It was one of those deals where they have an open space with a solid pane of glass about halfway up. I had it taped, and we're getting into some time where I feel I can do it, and I look up, and it's gone. And I tore the place apart looking for it, and it blew out the window.
I like how that's a priority at the Hurricanes Gators game. Anyway, you'll put it on your phone this week as well, and you'll have a backup.
I probably will.
Okay, now one of the lines we gave you this last week, it's Bad Bunny. I don't know if you recall him. We really want you to work this in. Bad Bunny, very famous musician. Here's the line.
Bad Bunny, bye, bye.
Bad Bunny, blah, 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 blah.
That's the one I want to work in the most.
Right. Do it several times.
We're with you.
make a remix. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
I will fall out.
Did that get close?
Yeah, man. You nailed it. You nailed it.
Bad Bunny. Blah, blah, blah. La, 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 la.
Well, no la la la's. This isn't
no,
like,
la, la, la.
No, this isn't, you know, it's not the electric,
la, 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 la,
not the electric company. There's no la la la's. It's like a very lazy
the electric company.
No la
okay,
la la.
So there's no la. It's just
right. Yeah, some mumbles, almost like you've taken a couple shots of Novocaine.
Oh, there you go.
Is that what Bad Bunny does before performance? He gets injected with Novocaine?
Maybe.
They shoot his tongue off.
In his head, he's singing actual lyrics.
Right.
All right, so now here's what we have for you. So they play UNC. So what I did was we looked for some famous students that went to UNC, and then we got lines that they might be very well known or famous for. And that way we can kind of troll them, you know, while Miami's running up the score. So obviously, who's the most famous graduate of UNC? Can we all agree it's Michael Jordan?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, he's the most famous, and his most famous line obviously is when he was trying to say,
nobody knows.
He was trying to say what that the like keep reaching for the stars. I don't know, but it came out the ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof. Can you work that into the broadcast Saturday?
Didn't we do that one before?
I think we did. I even said to Solana and Crowder,
seriously.
I think we get. All right, cancel that one.
I can get it in.
No. Can't. No, if you've done it already, I don't want to do it again.
Well, so, I don't remember my own name, so I don't know if I did or not, but it sounds very familiar. You might have given it to me, and I didn't do it.
All right.
That's
well,
what I thought. We gave it to
that
him.
That might be it. Yes. Okay, so you just work it in there. The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
All right. Now, the next one, being a radio nerd that I am, you ever heard of Rick Dees?
I think I have, yeah.
Rick Dees, a famous radio DJ in Los Angeles for a long time, but he had one hit song. It was a novelty song called Disco Duck. You remember that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And Rick Dees went to UNC. Here's a line from Disco Duck.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know that one, bro. I used to sing that one.
Yes, right. I mean, back in the 70s, that was a legit hit, right?
That was the song at my prom.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
All right, so you got that one. That'd be great if you can work that in.
Joe knows that one too. Joe was dancing for his prom with that one also.
No doubt, man. And you could say something like, look at that, DJ Dallas, another long touchdown. He is looking at the crowd going, look at me, I'm the disco duck. All right. I think we got a winner there.
I like it.
Now, did you know that Andy Griffith went to UNC?
I had no idea.
I know. A lot of people don't know that.
I know he grew up in Mayberry.
That's right. And may he rest in peace. But Andy Griffith, most known for this. Can you work that into the broadcast?
Oh, geez.
Are you kidding me?
You can do that, right? You can whistle.
Oh, yeah. It'll be something close to that because I won't be able to keep a straight face and get the whistle out. But
all right.
You'll recognize a part of it.
All right. That's all I ask for.
Just send me the Andy whistle. That's all.
Yes.
That's how you need to.
All right.
That'll be the line. The Andy whistle.
Stuart Scott, the late ESPN Sports Center host, Stuart Scott went there. He is very famous for saying "booyah." Maybe you. And here he is saying "booyah."
Booyah!
Booyah! Can you work that into the broadcast? That would be homage to Stuart Scott.
Booyah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be easy enough, right? And then finally, you know, Ken Jeong, the comic actor, he was in The Hangover.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, right. He played, what's his character's name in The Hangover? He comes out of the trunk.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a famous scene. So Ken Jeong went to UNC, and there's a great scene, that trunk scene, from The Hangover, where I think you and Joe Zagacki can do a little back and forth. Here's the scene we want you to do.
That is not Doug.
What are you talking about, Willis? That him.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Chow. That's not our friend. It's
The Doug we're looking for is a white.
So you, I don't know, maybe Joe does the Doug we're looking for is a white, and you do a very offensive, what are you talking about, Willis, in a very offensive Asian mocking accent. Hello?
Probably not.
Hello?
Probably not. We did what you're talking about, Willis, anyway.
Yes, yes. But that was the actual Different Strokes line. This is Ken Jeong's version of what you're talking about, Willis. And then Joe would come in and say, the Doug we're looking for is a white.
I might let Joe do what you're talking about, Willis.
Okay. And then you'll do the Doug we're looking for is a white?
Yes, the duck we're looking for is a white.
Right, there you go. Yes. Nailed it.
There you go.
He nailed it. All right, so I feel like Disco Duck is a reality. I feel like the ceiling
Absolutely.
Is the roof could happen. Booyah and the Bad Bunny. I mean, we need Bad Bunny in our life.
Bad Bunny, blah, blah, blah. La, 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 la.
No la la la's. No la la la's.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I got that la 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 in my head already. That's going to be hard to get out.
Well, I'll write on the list for you there. No la la la.
La la la.
Although there is the danger of him saying no la la la. He's like Ron Burgundy.
Reads what's on the paper.
You know?
Don Bailey Jr.
I should get extra points if I do that.
Listen to him Saturday night, Canes and UNC, and hopefully the Canes can notch their first W of the season. Thank you, DBJ.
All right, Bubba. See you later.
I am just delighted by how that went. I mean, I think the Bad Bunny is going to get done. I think Disco Duck, and if he does the duck, I mean, that's going to be
he likes it.
That's going to be perfect. All right, very excited about the Canes game on Saturday night. Now, now we've got a reason to listen. All right, hurricane season is here. I want to talk about my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. This is a serious message. Obviously, we all went through Hurricane Dorian, and man, we saw what happened to our neighbors to the east there, the Bahamas and the Abacos, and you go, wow, that could have been us. Now, my wife and I, we used BNT Impact Windows and Doors to install PGT, custom windows and doors, in our home. So as Dorian was approaching, this was the first hurricane ever, because we used to have to put plywood up. This is the first hurricane ever that we were able to kind of sit back and relax. We were nervous about the storm, obviously, but we had the hurricane, the PGT Impact Windows and Doors. So every window, every door was safe. And it's a great feeling, and I highly recommend you call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. They're a great company to work with, and it just changes the whole complexity of everything. Doesn't mean that it's not scary when you have a big storm coming your way, but, man, you do feel more secure. You get those PGT custom windows and doors. Just makes your life as a homeowner just more secure during hurricane season. So I want you to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors and get them out to your house. Have them do all the measurements and give you an estimate on what it would cost, because it is worth it. Phone number is 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at BNTImpactWindows.com. All right, let's gather ourselves. That was excellent. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. A few years ago, I feel like today's celebration of Young MC has been a smashing success.
I'm with you.
I mean, it fit into Throwback Thursday anyway, but when I saw that today was the 30th anniversary of Stone Cold Rhymin',
I wasn't all the way in hour one.
Every song. No, hour one was good.
I know when you first said it, I was like, oh, 4 hours of Young MC?
And then you start hearing the tracks.
You flipped me. You brought me around.
Is this a CD you might download, Solana? Could this make the Solana Millennial 25-year-old playlist?
Not the whole CD. Like, I mean, this is just, come on. What are we listening to?
Well, I mean, we're scraping the bottom here. We've been on since 2.
I think I have to play Know How. No, but there's
know
a couple
how
bangers.
Is, that's a banger. Yeah. I mean, this song, this album was released 5 years before you were born. That still holds up. I mean, I think there's something to be said for that.
Sure, yeah.
Young MC, for those that don't know, wrote Tone Loc's Funky Cold Medina and Wild Thing. He was the writer on those. I was watching, we had Kim Bocamper on yesterday, and I get home, and I, you know, whatever, I'm going about my business, and then I get into bed, I guess it's about 11 o'clock at night. And we had talked to Kim Bocamper about being in Ace Ventura, pet detective. And he told us he took $400. Could have taken $100. He had that very small role in The Shower. He punches Jim Carrey in the face. And he could have taken $400 one-time fee or $100 and gotten residuals. And he was like, yeah, no one's going to watch this movie. I'll take the $400. Not that his residuals would have been great. I don't think he walked away on a lot of money. But that movie has been. So I get homeless. I get into bed. And the IFC channel was on, Ace Ventura is on, and it was almost right at Kim Bocamper's scene. And so I videoed it. I sent it to him. I texted it to him. I go, you are on TV right now in that scene. But Tone Loc is one of the detectives. He's one of Ace Ventura's friends.
Yep.
In that movie. It all comes together.
It would be pretty good money.
I don't know. Like
how much are residuals? Like a 10 cents or a dollar?
I mean, for him in the role that he had there, I mean, a nickel?
So I was going to say, Hawk, that's been played thousands upon
thousands
of times.
Over, I mean, what year was Ace Ventura released?
I think it was before I was born.
Early 90s?
Yeah.
Like that movie's over 25 years old, you think? I don't know. I would guess the residuals would have added up to more than $400.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. He's a great businessman, too.
Well, he whiffed on that one.
I'm telling you.
94.
94, really? Wow.
So, yeah, 20.
So, have you watched it in a while? I watched it last night.
No. I grew out of Jim Carrey around 22.
Right. He does. I mean, yeah. The good Jim Carrey does that. Like, can I ask you a question? Like,
yes.
That's the good Jim Carrey. All the other stuff is nonsense.
They try to get me with Truman Show. Yeah, you're not going to trick me.
Truman Show wasn't bad.
About Number 23?
I never saw it.
Don't waste your time.
You like The Cable Guy, though, don't you?
Yes, I do like The Cable Guy.
I hated that movie.
Great movie.
At about 23,
great.
I ran away from The Cable Guy. Like, Jim Carrey, you age out of Jim Carrey. You can't
like
Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
at 40, there's a 40-year-old right now saying, who is Jim Carrey?
Well, so I'm watching Ace Ventura last night. I'm 49, and a lot of the stuff, like, I don't know if I want to say it doesn't hold up. I hadn't seen it in a long time, so it's fun just to see it. Because I hadn't seen it in a long time. But I was like watching it and I'm like, wow, like we were able to withstand an entire movie of this act. Like in the theaters, that movie's probably what, an hour and 45 minutes or so. Like we were able to withstand an hour and 45 minutes of him just preening at the camera. And like, and yeah, I don't know. You got to see it and tell me if you think it holds up.
Could you do the scene when he's acting crazy, because that's insensitive?
Which
when he's in the same insane asylum and he has the tutu on and he's running around acting like he's playing football, splashing water on his face and slams his head. Like, I don't know if you can do that in 2019.
Is that so? Like that's offensive to whom?
He's acting mentally slow.
Well, but he's acting crazy, though.
But back in the day, they called mentally slow crazy.
I'm telling you, I don't know anymore. Like, I don't know. I was talking to a friend of mine driving in today about the Dave Chappelle comedy special. Have you watched that yet?
No, and I've had a number of people
I'm
say something.
I'm telling you. Have you watched it yet, Solana?
No, not yet.
I am telling you, you have to watch it. But Dave Chappelle.
Sports is back now.
No, you're not
going to
watch it tonight.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
I mean, maybe during Tuesday night action. I don't know.
Imagine.
I'm telling you, like Dave Chappelle talks about things like that, like where he broaches these subjects of, yeah, what is allowed anymore? Yeah, I don't know. It's a fine line. And at some point, we are going to cross it and lose our jobs because we're.
What did you just say?
We are going to cross the line.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
And we are going to lose our jobs.
I'm working forever. They're going to put an urn of me in the studio when I die. Forever, Lynn.
Actually, I'm not even lying. The way that they're liking to save money nowadays, they may have an urn in here doing the show.
Tap him three times.
See, I may have crossed the line.
Don't you do that to us. Go mess up us.
Oh, my goodness. We talked with two people today on the show, if you're just tuning in, that picked the Dolphins to beat the Ravens. Well, Omar didn't pick them, but he said, I could see them beating the Ravens.
Yes.
Rob Pizzola, who's a professional sports gambler, he joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. He flat out picked the Dolphins plus the points, and he said he could see the Dolphins winning outright, but he took the Dolphins plus the points. That has been the most shocking part of today's show.
And Beasley, too.
Did Beasley say that the...
Beasley said it's not crazy. He said Lamar Jackson has a couple turnovers.
Actually, you know, you're right, because if you weren't listening, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald joined us for the entire 2 o'clock hour, sat in studio with us, and we did kind of like a deep dive into the Dolphins as we lead up to the season. And you're right. I did say to him, how could the Dolphins beat the Ravens? And he's like, oh, yeah. Like, let Ryan Fitzpatrick do a couple of his long passes that he's known for. Have Lamar Jackson throw a couple of picks. Absolutely, Dolphins could beat the Ravens.
It's totally against what we've talked about for weeks now.
We've got money on the Ravens. I mean, we bet it at -5, and right now it's Ravens -6.5, -7 in some places.
And Rob Pizzola, he brought up a good point about their defense not being what we're always accustomed to, the Ravens having a dominant defense.
Yes.
They got rid of C.J. Mosley, Terrell Suggs. Like, they are in a transition period with names, but I still think that defensive front will be able to take advantage of these offensive linemen for the Dolphins that probably wouldn't start on 90% of teams in the NFL. I disagree with all three of them.
I do too. I mean, we've been saying the Dolphins can sneak out one of those first four games.
Yes.
Is this that game?
I don't think they can beat the Patriots. The Cowboys are going to be rolling now that Zeke's back. Like, they're going to be jacked up.
And against that line, like, I mean, you'd figure that Zeke would.
Eat. I would say the Ravens or the Chargers.
That would be where you can.
Well, I think we might be able to sneak up on them.
Sneak in the win. But it's 7 right now. It's Dolphins +7 right now. So it's going back up to 7.
You use that logic, though, with the Canes and the Gators. Like, the shock value. You don't know Jaren Williams. You don't really know this offense.
Right.
Can't you use the same argument for the Dolphins, right? Like, you know Ryan Fitzpatrick, but you don't know Brian Flores' new team. You don't really know, like, there's new weapons, or I guess we could call them weapons, but, like, there's new players everywhere. Like, you can't really scout against it.
But, like, I kind of feel like you can because they're not – I mean, there's not a Pro Bowler on the team other than Xavier Howard, right? There's not a single Pro Bowler on the team. That doesn't mean that Drake, you know, can't make a Pro Bowl, but –
I made this clear. We talked about it. We literally had a 5-week pregame to the Gators Canes. I was terrified of DJ Dallas. I knew what he was capable of doing, and he did it during the game. The man had 140 all-purpose yard, I think 12 for 95 on the ground, another, you know, whatever, 40 in the air. Who's that guy? Who's the guy you fear on offense?
Right. Where you go, hey, if this guy breaks out, right? Because Ryan Fitzpatrick, okay, let's say he gets a little time back there. Is it Devontae Parker? I mean, does he scare you?
Honestly.
Albert Wilson?
It would be Albert Wilson, Jakeem Grant with the trick plays.
Right, like a gadget play.
So, but I can't have a sustainable offense with gadget plays. They did it like Chicago game last year was a real gadgety offense, and we end up winning it. But I can't see that happening, gadget plays winning games. I'm still comfortable with our bet.
I am too. I almost want to put more money on it. Like, I'm – Maybe it's just kind of end result of us talking about the Dolphins in a negative fashion week after week after week. And when I say negative fashion, it's not that we're hating on them. Like, we're talking about what's going on. I mean, they got rid of most anybody that had some talent, sans a few people. And, I mean, I don't think it's an overreaction to say it's weird to field a team that really hasn't played much together. I mean, you're – We talked about it with Adam Beasley. You have OTAs and you've got
preseason games and training camp for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's for the personnel to find out who they are. It's for the coaches to find out the personnel. It's for coaches to figure out what scheme works best with the personnel that you have. It's for the players to get to know one another and how they can play together as a unit and whatnot. And a quarter of the roster is new from preseason game four to the regular season game one. I don't think that's overstating anything.
And the offensive line is what I bring up first because, let's say, Christian Wilkins and Devon Godchild, these young guys play a little better. Christian Wilkins ends up being a monster. They love Jerome Baker. And Sam McGuavin, he was playing his tail off in the preseason.
He's going to join us tomorrow, by the way, Sam McGuavin.
Can't wait. And he's a real good talker, has an awesome story. I heard him on, I want to say, the Audible with Bo Camper them a couple weeks ago. So, like, those guys can work out. Like, there's a chance of young guys working out. That O-line, you made me think about it, talking about camp and all. O-line is about continuity. You can't just plug in guys in the offensive line. You can't just throw in a guard and say, hey, play with this center and tackle, y'all are good. There has to be some continuity, understanding, blocking schemes,
and when I say continuity, Ezekiel Elliott can walk in. You're talking about a running back. He can miss all of OTAs, all of training camp. He can come in and rush for 100 yards.
It's a joke. What do running back coaches do? We used to make fun of running back coaches all the time. You are teaching Ronnie and Ricky how to do what? Run to where people aren't? Like, if you're good at it, you're good at it. Like, what
Ronnie,
are you teaching
I've
them?
Noticed that you're running right at defenders. What I would like you to do, what I've noticed, is if you try to maybe fake them out and go around them.
They're on the left. Think about the right.
Interesting.
Coach, give me some dap, baby. I appreciate that.
But to
finish conversation, that offensive line is what scares me the most, and I don't know how you fix that this time of year.
It seems implausible, and that's why I just don't see the Dolphins winning Sunday.
I always tell people, and I get tweets saying, hey, they should trade for guys or try to go acquire. There's no Pro Bowl guards available in the free agent pool right now.
Right.
You don't find free agent Pro Bowlers this time of year.
Right. You find the guys that they found.
That nobody wants. The ones that cleared waivers.
We've got one more segment left in the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We love ourselves some Funky Buddha in the 5 o'clock hour. Let me talk about the Cheetah here. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. They've got happy hour until 6, so much more. Now, football season is starting. You can go there tonight. You can watch football tonight at Cheetah Hallandale. They've got their ultra-high-tech sports lounge. They can go there this weekend, obviously. All season long, you're going to want to make Cheetah Hallandale and all the Cheetah clubs your football headquarters. And, hey, are you a VIP yet at Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs? Guys, this is the VIP membership that you want to get into. No waiting to get in. Free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, much, much more. And if you want details on anything I just told you about, check out their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. One segment left in the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's next on Hockman and Crowder. 5 o'clock hour, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. This is Young MC. I don't remember this track.
It's the last track on the album.
I don't think I got this deep on the if I was using this to have sex, you know I didn't get to track number 13. What were tracks 1 and 2? Those are indelibly etched in my head.
The roll. You were making Whoopi the Young MC.
I'm saying if I did, I didn't get to the last track. I can tell you that. I'm speaking off experience.
Oh, back in your day, you get those pills from the gas station.
Back in my day, in 1986, 85.
Did they have those pills back then?
No, and not only did they have those pills.
There was none of those wee-wee pills?
You couldn't even go to a gas station past like 7 o'clock at night. The gas station would close like everything else would.
What?
Even like the
gas stations used to close.
Where are you supposed to get 4 Loko?
What about like the horny goat weed?
Yeah, no, sir.
Nothing?
No, sir.
Ginseng.
Ginseng. That was for memory, though, wasn't it?
No, that's ginkgo biloba.
Oh, ginkgo biloba.
Ginseng is supposed to give you some, you know, a little spunk.
A little something. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So I've got the injury report for the Miami Dolphins. You know, this starts where they start sending it out every week. And the injury report is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Do you want to guess if Devontae Parker is on the Miami Dolphins injury report for week one?
If I breathe air, he's on that report.
He is not.
Come on.
Couldn't believe it either.
No. No. Hey, take it easy. He has to practice tomorrow and Saturday.
That is correct. Now, there's still.
He'll be on there for the end of the week.
Let's see. Johnson Batamosi. Who's that?
Oh, JB.
Do you know that? That's a cornerback.
Yeah, Batamosi.
Do you know him? I'm being 100% serious.
Never heard of that name.
He was a guy they just added.
He was limited in participation today. Johnson Batamosi. Charles Harris is listed, but he had full practice today and yesterday. Trent Harris didn't practice yesterday or today. Danny Isadora, former Cane, he limited in practice yesterday and today.
He can help.
John Jenkins missed due to illness. Bobby McCain, limited yesterday and today. Andrew Van Ginkle, limited yesterday and today. Albert Wilson, limited yesterday and today.
Thing that jumps out is we don't have a pass rush and three of the pass rushers are hurt. So limited pass rush and y'all are injured. We won't even pitch Lamar Jackson.
Baltimore Ravens, the wide receiver Marquise Brown, full participation, he's listed, and the cornerback Brandon Carr, full participation. They only had two guys on the on their injury report. Injury update brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Today, I don't think I'm overstating it. Today was a loaded potato. Like, we are in it. Like, you got NFL football tonight. We are in it. I mean, we had more to get to. 5:47 in the afternoon. We had more to get to. Like, it was a loaded potato of a program. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald sat in with us from 2 till 3 o'clock. If you missed it, it'll be posted on the podcast. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes. They were all with us, and all those interviews will be posted on the podcast. So you go to radio.com. Download the radio.com app and search Hockman and Crowder. And if you would subscribe to our podcast, we would really appreciate it. And it's free to do so. And you can listen to all the interviews that you want to listen to right there. You go to Apple Podcasts, your Apple Podcasts app, and download Hockman and Crowder as well. And again, we would appreciate it. So that is going to do it for us. I'm a little bit winded, but I will be watching that game tonight. Bears and Packers. I was talking about the Marlins, of course, right? Marlins.
705 yeah, versus Los Piratas.
Thank you, Papa. 705, did he say?
705. Yeah, that's what we got.
The Marlins game. I'll be watching Bears and Packers tonight. Very excited that football is back. I'm looking up PTI right now. I see Tony Dungy's out there, and we're gonna have a fun Thursday night. It's back, Papa.
Oh,
it's back, Papa. All right, that's going to do it for us. Dan Day did a fantastic job managing the Hockman and Crowder Radio Affiliation Center and just the window across from us. And Solana, great job in the window across from us. Just a bunch of losers in the windows across from us. If this was an apartment, you'd move out quickly. You go, that's my neighbor, and that's my neighbor. No offense, Dan. I think you did a fantastic job.
You my man, Dan.
Same to you,
Not
Solana.
So much, Solana.
All right, that's going to do it for us, and we will speak with you tomorrow. It's a Football Friday mañana.
Look at me. I'm a disco.
What was Adam Gase's famous line? We have two rules. Do your job and show up on time. Well, one of those rules should have been don't do blow in your office and then videotape it and send it to a hooker.
La, 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 la.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.